providing more money for Ukraine and another aid for Israel. Some of Johnson's fellow Republicans oppose the aid bills, even threatening to remove Johnson from the speakership. And there's been no Israeli response yet to last week's Iranian missile and drone attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow up 83. More details, srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax-advantaged account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Both of the legislative committees in the Alabama House and Senate have approved bills that push back a certification deadline regarding the upcoming presidential election. The change would be to accommodate the Democratic National Committee, which will officially choose their candidate, presumably Joe Biden, 4 days after the deadline to submit that candidate's name here in Alabama. The change in the deadline for certified candidate names goes from 82 days before the November election to 74 days before the election. Alabama is not the only state with a deadline issue for Democrats. Ohio has the same issue. This recent bill was proposed by Democrats, but was also passed out of committee with the votes from Republicans, who say that making it possible for Democrats to put a name on the ballot is simply a matter of fairness. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Another biting incident has occurred that involves a police officer. This time the case occurred in Mobile. 22-year-old Chloe Waltman of Grand Bay is facing second-degree assault charges and resisting arrest. Waltman apparently bit an officer that had arrived to a domestic disturbance call. Waltman's bond hearing will occur this coming Friday. An American who was part of the Olympic trials in Montgomery has now gained a spot on the Olympic team. Evie Liebfar of North Carolina will be part of the women's canoe slalom after she achieved the fastest time while trying out at Montgomery at the Whitewater Park. The new water park hosted the U.S. Olympic trials just last weekend. 70 athletes came to Alabama to take part in the kayak and canoe races. Further qualifications will take place in Oklahoma City to complete the Olympic teams. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Every Tuesday at Riverwalk Stadium is Tacos and Tall Boys. Get your Taco Tuesday on with $4 chicken or beef tacos and $4 select 16-ounce beers at the Golden Sombrero. It's been 20 years of biscuits, so butter up with us for some Tacos and Tall Boys. That's on Tuesday nights at Riverwalk Stadium. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Ladies of Liberty are here. I'm here. Sky Rizzi's here. Big Dave, G's, Petroff, everybody making sure that we're broadcasting to over half of the state of Alabama. And before we get into a little bit of Conspiracy Thinker Thursday stuff, we do need to do our Let's Make a Deal round. And one day, when we get big enough, we'll have prizes and we'll let callers choose the doors.
I like that. Uh-huh. Put it on the list.
Or maybe they could bid for it. That's the way we can make money off of it. Like, if you bid and if you win, you get a penny.
A
date with somebody. I don't know who was set up for something. I don't know. This seems to be what matters in this world. What is the show y'all watched part of it? The Bachelor.
Yeah, that fell apart.
That is how bad the country, how far the country has gone. Because I could understand The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. I mean, you know, it's got a bunch of decently attractive women on it. The girls like it because it's all supposed to be romancy. But the old Bachelor, what do they call him again?
The golden bachelor.
I don't know how gold.
I don't like watching old people kiss.
Me neither.
That's gross.
I'm old.
I'm not going to say old. Slow and sloppy is the punchline, folks. We just do punchlines from now on. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stay out.
Close my eyes.
Yeah. When they run into each other's arms, it's not very quickly.
It's so awkward. Oh, my back.
I've fallen. Oh, my back. Pulled a hammy.
And they're like,
as long as you don't, never mind. As long as your teeth don't come out while you're.
Oh, Scott.
Your dentures get locked together.
Listen.
But you know, I feel so sad.
It is kind of sad that we're to that, though. What was supposed to be great about that?
Is that old people fell in love. And look, they got married.
Are they divorced yet?
Yes. Well, they're getting divorced.
How long have they been married?
12 weeks.
100 days.
12 weeks.
There's a reason. Never mind.
Go ahead. Reason what?
I mean, there's a reason you're single at 80.
There's a reason you're a golden bachelor?
Yeah. Seriously. It's probably just not going to work out.
You make it almost all the way through life, okay? And, and I don't know what the real age is, but, you know, I'm assuming they're senior citizens. And there you go. You got on some stupid Hollywood
show.
Abandon all your dignity and... No, I don't think I want to watch that either. Absolutely.
No, I just don't. I don't see the point. I don't know who was the audience.
Yeah, who's the
there wasn't a bunch
audience?
Of old men watching it, going, "Hey, there's a bunch of ladies on this show." That wasn't the case. They might have been watching the younger version, but they're not watching that version. Who was watching that show?
Apparently
old women?
Nobody.
Oh, I mean, seasoned women?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
And you're seasoned, and you didn't care?
I'm not seasoned.
Scott, do you want something?
Okay, let's make a deal.
Yes,
so,
okay. Let's make a deal. How long will Scott survive in the studio today?
The interesting topic that nobody seems to care about was the Congressional District 2 election here in the state of Alabama.
Why do you say nobody? I've been out of town, so I missed a lot.
There wasn't a lot of conversation from the peoples.
Wasn't a lot of turnout either.
About it. Not a lot of turnout. But Caroline Dobson.
Pixie
from the show, yeah. More than willing to be Pixie, too. That should be pointed out. She wins the primary runoff. She's the Republican nominee. We happen to be privy to numbers that say, of those two candidates, she's the one who can win that district or has the best chance of winning that district as a Republican between the two. And then all of a sudden, there's this flurry of activity yesterday after this this election. Senator Katie Britt comes out and endorses her, the Republican. I guess she wasn't for her in the primary because she didn't endorse in the primary. I don't know if the Britt machine was helping her in the primary. I never heard that. I heard the Britt machine was helping the guy who lost out of Mobile.
Jerry Carl.
I heard now that may or may not be true. I'm just saying I heard that through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. Sources close to the White House say, or maybe that was Mitch McConnell's office. Oh, it's all the same. So I didn't hear that in that runoff. So you've got Katie Britt coming out. Then you get some other people saying things like, well, Brubaker was the one that the Democrats are afraid of in that district, intimating that he was the one who could have won. But we've seen the numbers from reputable groups that say Dobson's the one that has the best chance of holding that seat for the Republicans. But you get this flurry of information. And so the different doors is, why is all this happening? So let's just look at it a little bit. And I don't know if I have enough doors. But door number one, and y'all can choose from,
okay,
is maybe the establishment, maybe the Washington establishment wants her to lose that seat. The Washington establishment wants that seat to be a Democrat seat. The Washington establishment was more than fine with allowing Alabama to be forced to draw a Democrat seat. I didn't hear Congress raising Cain. I didn't hear Mitch McConnell, the leadership out of the Senate or the leadership out of the House, saying, heck no, that's not your role as a court. The state gets to decide. I didn't see them rolling out defending the state of Alabama or Louisiana or other places. They were being forced to draw new Democrat seats. This is going to hurt some people's feelings. I mean, who really helped, which side really helped Katie Britt win the Republican primary
The Democrats.
The Democrats did. The strong conservative Republican base in this state We're not her biggest fans. So when she comes out and says, Dobson is my girl, does that help Republican turnout or hurt Republican turnout?
Well, you want me to tell you a text that I got? This is a text thread that I'm on is just some...
All right, that's curtain one. Curtain two is maybe she thinks she's going to win, and Britt says, hey, I'll weigh in, therefore we will claim that it was my help, my support that kept this seat Republican. That's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that one. Then you got a text that says what? This may be door number three.
No, this text went with door number one, I think. So okay. Keep going.
Okay. And then what was the other one? The other third door was the person saying that Brubaker was the only one who can win.
I believe you had a fourth door, though.
I believe that keeps, that tells Republicans, hey, look, you can't win this. Y'all went and elected the girl who couldn't win. Brubaker was your only chance. Don't get excited about it. Don't go out and work for it. You've already missed it. I think that those texts, those tweets could possibly be designed to tamp down Republican efforts in that district. Because there's no other reason. We know what the numbers are. Mm-hmm. But all these little pointy head political folks come out and say, well, you missed it. Brubaker was the only one. Brubaker is who the Democrats were afraid of. Don't worry about it. Don't help her. Just stand down. All is lost. Mm-hmm. I guess that's door number three. But I don't remember door number four.
Do you remember door number four?
I don't remember
door number four. Four was just girl power.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Or was it just girl power? Hey, we're all together because we're the girls. Yay, girls win. So which is the most likely? Or is it all just straight up, you know? I just think a lot of weird things are happening in that district. It was too much too soon to be happenstance.
I agree. It was very coordinated. There were articles that were written instantly talking about Katie Britt's support. And I don't know, we were on, the three of us and some other people were on a text thread and we were talking about this. And my comment was, well, I guess it can't hurt.
Right.
But I think I could have been wrong because this is a text thread that I'm on. This is Birmingham people, just conservative Republicans. And it's a photo of Katie Britt's endorsement of Caroline Dobson. And my friend says, I'm behind on the 40 texts from today, but she posts the picture and says, but does this tell me we don't like Caroline?
Yes.
And it's the photo of Katie Britt's endorsement for her.
And that's door number one.
That is door number one. And this may hurt her. And I kind of want to be like, Caroline, just stand on your own. You are so good. She was great I when she came in, and I really enjoyed talking to her, and I think she's the real deal. But I'm genuinely questioning, you know, the people that are going to get out and vote that are true Republicans are going to vote for the Republican candidate no matter what. So what is the pro of this? Like, who do you pick up in this moment?
By doing this.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, or who do you turn away?
Yeah, you get a bunch of solid conservatives who are going to go vote for Donald Trump to save the Republic, who might vote straight Republican, but then again, they may say, you know what, I'm just going to protest vote. If they get the feeling that she's the establishment Washington, D.C., Mitch McConnell choice.
Right, that's true.
Because that response and that question, I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to ask that.
Well, if you read the comments on Twitter, like where Katie Britt or Caroline have retweeted some of these, like, I love you, I love you, I love you, the comments are not good.
Correct.
The comments are, if she's like you, I'm not voting for her.
Correct.
That I immediately thought, I'm going to have to call some people and tell them I'm sorry.
Right, because you saw that. So you had to say, so we're going with door number one, possibly.
I'm going with door number one, and if you could cross over in the fall, then I think this would appeal to Caroline winning if Democrats were willing to give up the right to vote for Joe Biden and switch over and vote for Caroline.
They can, but that's the other thing is, they will not do that.
But they won't, and that's my point. They won't do that. So my instinct was, oh, crap, we have another one.
Mm-hmm.
So you... And I'm very disappointed if she ends up... If I want this to just be girl power. Yay, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then I go back to, but if you're good enough, you need to stand on your own two feet. And if you have good enough ideas, you need to put your good enough ideas out there. Mm-hmm. But it felt swampy all of a sudden.
And it gave
me the heaves.
Let me roll this out as a possibility. And look, I know the lady, the woman, however y'all want to say it, Caroline, went to Harvard. I get it. But that does not mean that she is not naive about politics, the science of politics. And she could very easily just be saying, great, the senator's for me. How can you, That'll be awesome. I want everybody to be for me. Right. That kid could be completely innocent. But you, Abs, had the same questions. Your friends, Allison, had the same questions. When I saw it, I was like, oh, crud. And I'm telling you, that's widespread.
I mean, did we just, like, do a Mike Johnson?
Oh gosh.
Don't say that.
I hope not.
I want to be wrong, and I need her to prove me wrong,
well,
even though
I
can't vote.
I'll give you the other negative part. New people, newbies, the establishment will come along and say, hey, we've got people to help you. We can help you put a staff together. We can help you. And they're like, thank you so much. You're awesome. You love me. You love me. That'll be awesome. And then all of a sudden, all the advice in your office is from the swamp.
Yep.
She needs to find hard right wingers to be on her staff.
With the t-shirt, 1-800, I don't care.
Correct. We won without you. We don't need you. Our people will support us if we do the right thing. Anyway, let's see. Simpler Days will be up next. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
David Little Tucker Pecan, here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
Be sure and visit the new location of Tucker Pecan on Mulberry. Just look for the sign, Things Are Coming Together. Tucker Pecan, new location on Mulberry near Carter Hill.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire.
Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All American Auto and Tire.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Southern all of a sudden.
We talked about it yesterday.
I've been in Las Vegas. I wasn't listening to y'all.
So we're going to have spam day. Hear it.
We really are. Is that that's like one where of the you send a bunch about. Of emails
hey,
nobody
I have
wants?
A little portable grill too. We'll bring it and grill it here.
I'm going to need a pizza on standby in case it makes me sick.
We're going to have it between breakfast and lunch for second breakfast.
For brunch?
Yeah. Brunch. That's what we do. We're highbrow. Not okay. second breakfast, right. It's brunch.
Okay, yeah. All right.
It'll be plain, but sure. not that low sodium crap.
But we've decided we're going to have Pop-Tarts tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to go get Pop-Tarts. It's been
from
a while.
From the patisserie.
Oh, patisserie Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, it's going to be time for that.
You don't like real Pop-Tarts?
We've been good for a while. Pop-Tarts are delicious.
Thank you.
Cinnamon toasted with butter on the back.
That's not. That's
have
not
y'all normal. Never had
that's
that experience?
Normal.
Butter
that's
on
normal.
The back.
We only have them on, when the kids were little, only on vacay. Toast them, put butter. Thanks to your cousin, I learned how to eat them that way. Amazing.
Yeah, she got that from somebody up north. That is not a real
you people are
thing.
Not from up north. What are you saying?
Yeah, but she got it from somebody.
I'm the only one who's toast touched up north.
One of those swanky schools that was brought in.
Sure,
they, yeah,
okay.
That's
okay.
What it was.
Well, we're
none
get
of us do that.
Handmade Pop-Tarts.
Okay, Sky is a resident expert on Southern, and slathering stuff on your Pop-Tart is not Southern.
Butter is.
No, no. You probably did margarine.
I have seen people do that.
What is that?
Speaking of food, I've just been delivered a...
No, stop. No.
I got your pecan pie. Suckers.
Oh, my...
To Sky Mosley.
Yeah.
Can you imagine heated up with
what
a big
the hell,
scoop of
County?
Ice cream?
That is not right. Just put it down. Put it down.
Please,
thanks,
stop.
Thanks, T.S. Thank you.
Thank you,
Tim. I can live on that for a week or two. Man.
For bringing me, I'm Sky.
Oh, wait, there's more.
What?
No.
It's a bag of white dirt.
Oh, that's probably for us.
It looks like crap.
That's what y'all got. Right. Yeah, I got the pecan pie.
You got the dirt.
Thanks,
dirt.
Sky.
You got the pie. I think I should go to Simpler Days.
No.
Wait, let's talk about the Golden Bachelor. That is on topic, Listy girl.
I have concluding Katie Brick.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
And you promised me I could make my final statement.
I did, because you want to go to camp. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just would like my tires to be slashed one more time.
Okay, let's go.
No, actually, I just am going to encourage everyone not to give up on Caroline. Now, maybe I'm
yet.
Being naive. Yes, I mean...
Oh, yeah. You guys, she's got to prove
hold
herself.
On.
She has a chance.
We need to maybe make a bet or something. Carry on.
We could do a curtain deal for that. But I will... Okay, so Katie Britt, mm-hmm. and Caroline had the same campaign manager, Paul Shashi. And so maybe this is just his effort, like, you know, his people, we support each other. I mean, she is the senator.
Yeah.
And I really, because I was skeptical from the beginning, because you hear the things
and
like...
Paul could say, hey, look, Katie got, I mean, the senator got a lot of Democrat votes, so maybe we could get some.
I'm not assigning motive.
Okay.
But I was skeptical of Caroline. I didn't think she had a chance against mm-hmm. Dick Brubaker mm-hmm. with his name recognition. She beat him by 18 points. There's something
she
in her
herself
that people
silly.
See. And yeah. and when she sat down with us, I really liked her.
I really like her.
She was yeah. on point in her. And so I would like to have her back on and just talk to her. I mean, just see what she thinks. But if you go to Twitter, I will say she maybe should, if she's listening, and go to 1819 News where they posted the article about the endorsement from Britt. The comments, don't trust Katie. I just have a feeling. Britt's endorsement makes me like someone less, not more. An endorsement from Katie Britt should be declined by real conservatives. An endorsement by Katie Britt makes me immediately skeptical. So, I mean, she's going to have to wrestle with this because it is. And people that keep up with politics, true conservatives, I've now over the past 24 hours have been texting me saying, and they're not in the district,
right?
But they're like, this is weird. So, I don't know. I'd like to have her back on. I'm still giving her a chance.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I'm not giving her a chance, but dadgummit, it feels like a Mike Johnson moment. And I don't want to be wrong because I genuinely like her.
Yes.
I respect her work ethic. I respect what she's done as far as schooling. Like, I have a lot of respect for her. But as conservatives, we get reamed time and again. And when are we going to put our hands out and say, no, we resist? Absolutely not. We're done.
Right.
And maybe she's that one person who is going to be able to say, thank you for the endorsements. We are friends. Now I'm going to go do my own thing.
I'm going to be conservative.
If that happens, I will carry the banner
she
for her next election, even though I'm not in the district and I can't even.
For the base.
Absolutely. There's a real opportunity here, but dadgummit.
Oh, you know what she did do? And I sent you all this, and this bothers me.
What?
She did make a post about, because she spoke to the Republican caucus, Caroline did yesterday.
At the House. Or
at the House,
In the legislature. Yeah.
And she talked about how the legislature is fighting for faith and family values. And I'm like, we can't even get them to pass House Bill 385 to even get it on the floor for a vote, which takes obscene materials and porn out of the children's section in our libraries.
That's a good point.
I mean, it made me
What
nauseous.
About the price controls that she mentioned? Stabilize prices. I'm like, what are you saying?
I miss that
one. What is it? What does that mean? Yeah, we got questions.
Some questions.
But there's time.
There's time.
She's new.
She's new.
Yeah. Right. Let's go to Simpler Days. Simpler Days, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience. I hope you are well.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to make a recommendation about the party with the Pop-Tarts. Could we have a Dunkin' booth for the politicians?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Except we're going to put tar in the pool. We're going to dunk them in tar.
Feather them.
Hey, your question about who watches The Golden Bachelor, it's the same people that watch all those reality shows.
Young white women?
Hollywood figured out a long time ago, we don't have to pay real actors. We can just pay, ordinary folks, and we can do it a lot cheaper, and those fools out there will watch it.
You don't have to pay writers either.
Oh, exactly.
No,
yeah,
script for this
stuff.
It's
a big scam, and the people buy into it, and they watch, whether it's Kardashians or whoever, the short people. It's just a big scam. It's strictly trying to get something, fill time, space.
Simpler Days.
Without.
You are giving an exception. All those shows are like that, except for Dance Moms. I think that one is true reality TV.
Because she went to prison.
Did she?
Yes. Abby, what's her name?
Abby Lee.
Oh, y'all know.
Yes.
What'd she go to prison for?
Like tax evasion.
Oh, yeah.
So it's reality.
Making
it's
big
good.
Money. Simpler Days, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, Octomom was real too. That was reality.
See you, buddy. Thank you. We got to take a break.
Now deep in the heart of a lonely kid, suffering so much for what he did. They gave this ball boy his fortune.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern in the heart of the old Fantail building promises a dining experience where quality meets comfort. With daily specials, a full wine selection, and the freshest ingredients, they're here to serve you the best of local cuisine. Join them and let's make every meal memorable.
Unwind at Epicure and Jack's Tavern during their happy hour every Monday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy special prices on drinks in a cozy setting, whether it's catching up with friends or relaxing after work. Make your happy hours happier with Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Break the chains and eat local.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are both here. We got some phone calls we need to get to. Lots of stuff to do today, but we want to hear from you. Soldier Boy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Thursday
to
you.
Holy Lord. Lord have mercy. This is the fastest I've ever gotten my call. What happened?
I don't know. I told him what you described as my job description, and we.
Oh, that's got true. I told him.
We're getting the thing
in
shape.
Soldier Boy was on his job description in HR.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know, I just got done talking with Sky on the radio, you know, and told him I had kept his wife and himself in my prayers at night, and he said, "I'm doing what I can do," and I said, "You know what? That speaks a lot about what a man he is, what a human being he is, what a father he is. And what a husband he is. Speaks loudly."
Amen.
You're going to make Sky cry. I can see him.
Well,
but we won't talk about that true. On the radio because he's a man.
Yeah, don't say that when you go on the air publicly.
Hey, I cried during Old Yeller. I'm still taking sessions of my psychiatrist of that. Come on. It's like my dad took me deer hunting one time. I couldn't hit the deer. My dad took me home, and Mom said, "Did you guys get a deer?" And he said, "Yeah, honey, I got one." He said, "How about your son?" She said, "Our son." And I said, "Our son." And I was like, "No, he saw one. He couldn't shoot it." And then you know what she told me? She hugged me. "That's my boy."
And that made you feel fantastic.
She said, "We ain't shooting no, my boy ain't shooting no Bambi." That's right.
We had a Bambi conversation here off the air just a few moments ago,
yeah,
Soldier Boy.
Did you? I'm tight. Oh, next thing I want to tell you about. Who's the one that got a car dinged up?
That would be Allison.
Oh, that was me.
Mine's dinged up, but hers is
okay. Let me tell
dinged
you
up, dinged
I have
up.
A friend of mine down here in Montgomery, but I'm sure there's a good one up there in where you're at, Birmingham. My friend of mine did the same thing and tapped it out, and he did up the metal and tapped it out, and the dentist took care of it. I mean, it was perfect.
Okay.
I had so check into that. It saved maybe $1,500, you know. So, and
oh, that's
you told me
that's
about.
That's not bad.
Next talking point. I got to get in because I got off topic really easily. So the next talking point was you said about parking. Boy, do I know that story. I wish my girlfriend made that call on that one. She'll say, "Can you park any further?" And I said, "Baby, you know how I am about my car." I had to condition her, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, I ain't going to say, I'm going to be sexist. Here we go. Women just don't understand that, okay? Okay. So she says, she's got me trained, and now what I'll do is I'll drop her off at the curb and I'll park way out there. And then when we come out of the movie theater, I walk out there and get the car and I bring it back to her.
Absolutely.
Oh, that, you're
she
a
got
good
me
guy.
Trained.
Yep.
She got me trained. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, she says, I said, "I know about how you are about the walking the distance and everything and your job and everything and your feet and your flat duck feet." I shouldn't have said that to her, but that turns off her romantic mode that night.
Turn her flat duck feet.
I don't
tell them, look, I gotta get, we've got to get our steps in, baby.
Yeah, well,
works.
That's even worse. Oh, that's worse. No. No.
You think it's worse than saying your duck feet?
No, it's bad enough. She don't like facial hair. She says, "Every time I kiss you, it's like exfoliating my skin." Oh, God.
Wait, Soldier Boy, this is before you're married?
No, we're dating, no.
Okay, I'm just warning you. She's telling you that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but it's like, you know, the facial hair. You know what I'm talking about, exfoliating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a little scruffy, I'm sure.
My husband has a beard right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like when she says, she looks at me and she gives me those, bedroom eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Honey, you want some loving tonight?" I was like, "What do you think?" She said, "Well, you better get in there and shave."
Hey, look.
Hey,
you do it gladly, no doubt about it.
I got shaving cream flying in that bathroom, and I'm getting going, buddy. I'm like, I'm
good. Cut yourself.
I got to do what I got to do. Man's got
to
do.
Hey, Soldier Boy, how old are you so that Allison can be freaked out?
55.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, no, you're young.
That's young.
Okay.
Soldier Boy, we appreciate you, buddy.
All right, guys, have a good day.
See ya.
All right, then.
I don't know what my age threshold is.
When it gets creepy?
Yeah.
When it'll move up the older you get,
awkward.
I bet.
Awkward.
I'd say I got an age threshold.
70?
Mm. 65? 65.
Wow.
Not 60?
We're
too
close to
it. Getting too close.
It's not the rear view anymore.
I bet a few years ago, 60 would be, Yuck. Let's go to, let's see. Oh, all right. He has been missing some Allison. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for missing, listening.
Thank you. And welcome back, Allison.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Hey, a lot of people get hope in everything. And you know what I mean? You gave me hope again. And if that leads, man, you know, a person without hope is a dangerous individual.
That is true. So,
Randall, every day she comes in, I hope.
Hey, and Soldier Boy, she don't want you to shave because of the kissing. I promise you. And then, on the threshold, you think that's why they show you videos of older. I mean, they trying to get your mind groomed for. I mean, y'all talking about how old people were on the dating thing on the
Golden Bachelor.
Are they showing that to the same group? Because y'all all saying the same group watching it to groom their mind to not be like Al's and have a threshold at 60. And you know what I mean? Like when the people that's watching that show get her age, their threshold will be 80. You know what I mean? Like is that you?
No, Randall, you're totally wrong. They're teaching us all to be grossed out so that when they say, "Hey, look, when you get to be 65, we're just gonna do away with you," we're like, okay.
It's kind of deep, but maybe accurate.
Right. Yeah, you're past your prime.
And before we get into the funniest thing of the day, but on Red Top's call, if you go back Red Top, they were testing the temperature of where they need to. They're doing two things. Testing the temperature of the United States about where to go with the protest. Where it's going to be easier to heat people up. Because they want these protests to get them down. I mean, they want us to see blood. So when the next one comes along, we'll be ready for somebody. You know what I mean? The other part, they build you up to this, and they testing the water to see what part of the United States the situation is. Why don't we stop them? Who's on Israel's side? Who ain't? They got some digital information going crazy. And the other thing, they was testing CGI. It didn't go so well in Miami as they thought. The people didn't believe it as they thought they had. That's exactly what was happening at the airport. They can control airport and what's around it. That's why they can shut down easy anything at airport. They got.
Are you talking about the thing in the sky? What happened to Randall?
It's food. Is the food that they thought? And then on top of what we got bad about the liver. I want to pay for a ride along. I'm in on that one.
You're going to ride a shotgun with Dixter?
Yeah, sir. Man, look me up. Send me a message. Man, whatever. I need to start saving because it probably takes me a year. But I want a ride along, please. And now it makes so much sense about the organ harvesting in the state prison now. We had to make a lot of it.
He didn't say where he was going for the pickup, did he?
He actually said UAB.
Oh, we did.
But they could have, like, just stashed it at UAB.
Them. Yes.
Right. Hide it.
Oh, yeah, you can't go to the prison and pick them up. That would be wrong. But there's so many organs flying out of Alabama, we had to have old taxi cabs from New York.
Randall, thank you, buddy. We got Crawdad, P.I.'s, and Ivy with an update from the mansion or wherever they are. We'll have that on the other side. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Folks, it's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever.
Neon Light Casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic, and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back into the program. Man, I'm so glad Allison's back to watch the iPad and watch Sky and point us so we know what to do.
Right? Aggressively
our little, helpful. Our little helper is back, Abs.
Our little helper.
Don't make fun of Allison. She's doing a good job.
Thank you, Sky.
She's paying attention. She's dedicated. She's,
look, she's any fine. Acknowledgement I'll take, even if you have to
paying
call
attention.
Me our little helper.
Let's go out and find out what the
scholarship to producer school. Allison.
Producer school, not Purdue, but producer school.
Yeah, because that is what I heard first. I'm like, oh, okay.
Scholarship to Purdue. Okay, I just thought they were much more academically inclined. Let's hear what the governor's doing. P. Eisen Ivey, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my update. Good to have you back, Allison. You know, a lot's happened since you've been gone. I'm working for the Trump campaign. I had governor there helping outside the courtroom yesterday with some mint juleps and different finger snacks, literally that. And Well, you know, I helped Katie with a speech here, you know, an announcement about Miss Dobson. And I thought y'all might want to, you know, hear my first thing that I was going to have her say, the first announcement before Paul there that works with her had to tweak it. And here it is. I'm Katie Britt, and District 2 being forced to be Democrat will be just fine. Because I'm known for pulling those liberal votes across Republican lines. I've an organization built on purposefully using the Democrat vote, and my announcement today will cause my same supporters to take a mental note. Because Paul Saucy, Sasha, knows just what to do to use influence on liberals to vote the way we want them to in District 2. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, Poeisen. Deep. That is so, I mean, that's like Shakespeare.
That was good.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Is Poeisen a girl or a boy?
Yes.
we're pretty sure about that,
yes.
Too.
Yes.
Poeisen is they.
Yes. Poeisen is a girl or a boy.
I love it. It makes me happy.
But they are working with the governor closely and this... very plugged in to state and national politics, and
I like it. It keeps us updated, and we get the behind the scenes
that other people don't know.
Yeah, they just
we're
don't.
So blessed.
Now that'd be a good reality show, right there.
Poeisen and Meemaw and their adventures. The adventures of Meemaw and Poeisen.
Wow!
A mint julep for you, and a mint julep for you, and a mint julep for you.
I'm pretty sure Meemaw drinks her bourbon neat.
Okay, maybe it's more like a mint julep for you, a mint julep for me, a mint julep for you, a mint julep for me.
Which, for by me. The way, we have to ask her this question before we go to the call. Uh-huh. Have you had a mint julep, and what does it taste like?
No, but can I tell y'all something?
What?
We yesterday got the most randomest call, but we got invited to go to the Kentucky Derby.
Did you?
Wait, like fancy Kentucky Derby. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to wear, but I will have a mint julep there.
Girl, you're going to have to fill us in.
But I don't know what it tastes like. I don't even know what's in it.
And is it green?
Mint.
Is it? Or what's a julep?
Yeah, it's a cup.
I don't know. We'll have to ask the governor.
Oh, a julep is a cup?
I think it's a cup. It's a mint julep cup. There's this beautiful silver cup that they go in.
Really?
But that's all I know about it.
I thought it was
you're
going
to have to just tell us. It could be a flower, Allison.
So what days are you missing next?
Well, I'll have to get back to you. I'm not sure.
That's next year.
Let me.
Let's or is go. It in May?
It's May. It's can like 2 weeks from now.
Oh, my gosh. In 2 weeks?
I got to find a fascinator.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's can Crawdad finish? How much time we got?
Less than a minute, Scott, unfortunately.
I don't know if Crawdad can do it in a minute.
Getting started, but...
all right, Crawdad, this is speed round. Crawdad, welcome to the show.
You know, I can be very quick. I'm following so many good people who are elucidating much better than I do, but I, listening to Sky, he mentioned we need to have hope.
Yes, sir.
Of Professor Barack Hussein Obama III, he told us all hope and change are at this point. I understand what he was talking about. I hope we have some change left over.
After he's through taking all our money. Very good, Crawdad.
That was good.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.